Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's a Gray Bar Sports Open Line on KMOX. Off day today for the Cardinals. Back at tomorrow afternoon. They'll play in Boston to begin a series against the Red Sox. Boston home opener coming up tomorrow. Let's head to Boston right now. One of my favorite people who covers the Cardinals. One of the hardest working guys out there. Somehow, I don't think we've had him on Sports Open Line since I've been the host of Sports Open Line, which is a bad job by us because we ask him. He immediately says yes. He is Jim the Cat Hayes, reporter for FanDuel Network, Sports Network Midwest. Jim, appreciate you taking some time. How's Boston?
Rainy, cold, but it's fine. I immediately said yes because you, sir, are a great American, and I follow you on Twitter, and it's almost like you're too rational. I think you're too fair and too rational to be on that platform. I appreciate the kind words, by the way.
Can I correct you on one thing real quick? This is going to be a great way to start this conversation. You don't follow me on Twitter.
I'm sorry?
You don't.
What do you? How come I see your stuff?
Because I guess other people retweet. It's just so good. So many people retweet it. It ends up on your algorithm.
Well, I did not realize I didn't follow you. And I promise you, as soon as this segment is over, the first thing I do when I hang up is I will follow you. That's my bad. I feel terrible about
you,
that.
I wasn't trying to make you feel. I really don't care. I just, you know, we don't need.
No. You just called me out on the mighty Camo X as a scoundrel. Yes, you did.
I just don't want disinformation. You know, we try to be truthful around here.
That's
trying
fair.
To help
that's
you
fair.
Out.
That's my bad. But I always see your stuff, and I think you're fair, and I think you're sensible. I try to be, although I try to be a little campy with some of the stuff. Like, for example, I did issue a spirit win this morning because that's fun. Do you know, I do that on social media. Do you know why I do that?
I don't.
I do that as an homage to the great Joe Strauss,
okay,
who was my friend and was a guy who liked to stir it up, but he used to call it a spirit win when they would, you know, get a couple of runs in the ninth but still get, you know, rolled 8-4 or whatever. And so now on an off day, I did this years ago after his passing, I issue a spirit win as an homage to the great Joe Strauss. And some people think that's because I'm a rights holder, which I am, thankfully. I'm glad to still be part of the rights holder crew. And that's why I do it. So that's some nonsense for your listeners who probably don't want to hear it, but I thought I'd throw that out there.
No, that's good. And honestly, people who are not following you should be, because I don't say this just to, you know, kiss your backside. You have one of the funniest Twitter accounts that's out there. You come up with amazing social media content.
Thank you. Yes. Thank you. I have a team of writers that does that for me. I personally can't string two words together.
That's not true, but we'll move on. We'll move on from that. Before we even get any further, let's let you plug something. You've got you're doing a podcast, a video deal with Lance Lynn, and you guys are gonna have all kind of guests coming in and everything. It's a really cool thing. How did this all come about?
So I was doing it with the company formerly as Bally's as a company promotion, and they let me, they said, we don't do YouTube, so you can start a YouTube page. So I started just doing interviews in the off season, and I don't know if you heard about it. We had some things to deal with, and we are now FanDuel, so I didn't have a chance to do it. And I was mentioning that I was going to start something up on my own, and I was talking to Lance Lynn, and he said he'd do it. And then I was like, well, see if Kyle Gibson can do it. And that was before Kyle Gibson signed with the Orioles. And so it's called Serving It Up with Lance Lynn, and he agreed to do this before he announced his retirement, which he did on his wife's podcast, not on his own, which is understandable. Wives come first. And then before that, Kyle Gibson signed with the Orioles, but he still wants to do it. So we're taping once a week, and I just throw out some questions, and both of them sort of use me as a human, I don't know what you call, what do you call those things that you hang up, a human pinata. Mm. And they both take their swipes at me, but it's good back and forth. And Lance is kind of an outspoken guy and says it's, you know, what's on his mind. Now that he's not looking for another job, he'll say even more. And I think Kyle Gibson is a good counterbalance to that. And I'm just sitting there for the fun. So it's Serving It Up. It's on my YouTube channel, Jim Hayes. I don't know how you get there because I'm an old and I don't know how to get there. But it's on my YouTube page. And we're going to do one a week. Gibson couldn't do it, so we have Matt Holliday on for the last one. But Gibson will be back for this one. And we have a company called Punchline putting it together. So we're still working out the bugs on the podcast.
You've got amazing relationships with players, and I think that's part of what makes you really good at your job. Your personality is perfect for it, but it allows you to do things like this. And I think it also, when Ivan Herrera hits three home runs, and you're able to kind of go back and forth with him a little bit on social media, everybody just it gives more personality to these players, and I think it's a really important thing that you do because it allows fans to really get an idea of who these guys actually are.
Thank you for saying that, because I honestly think outside of doing, you know, the interviews and stuff, I think that's kind of one of my jobs is to get players to show their personalities, because that's how, first of all, Cardinal fans love their players, but they love them more when guys have a personality. So I tell the players, show that stuff, because that's what fans gravitate to. That's how you build a following. That's how you become, you know, one of the all-timers. Like Lance Lynn won 70-some games, but in St. Louis, you know, as a Cardinal, fans love him because of his post game. And I just, like, I try to treat players, look, I'm an older guy. I'm not looking to hang out with players. I just want to be kind of work friends with them, and they know if they're 0-for-30, I'm going to ask them about that too, but I try to do it in a respectful way. But the main thing is, and I don't know if you see it in the clubhouse, like, I'll go talk to guys when I don't have the microphone. So when they see me coming, it's just, you know, to chat. It's not always, oh, he needs something from me. So I try to build on that, and I do the best. I just think there's so many guys on this particular team that have personalities that should they keep winning, it'll be a fun season in St. Louis.
Yeah, I'd agree with that. And a nice 4-2 start to the season. How pleased have you been with what the team was able to do through those first six games?
Well, I thought, you know, the thing that really concern me, and who knows what's ahead, you know, like I always say, go ahead and clip that off and say this didn't age well. I don't know what's ahead. I was concerned that they wouldn't hit enough. Well, they have so far, and they've been getting hitting from a lot of places, and the guys I thought would definitely hit are Mason Wynn and Wilson Contreras, and they just got their first hits. It's other guys like Newt has caught fire to start the season. He's been great at the top of the lineup. Walker's hit. We haven't seen a lot of Gorman, but he got a start, and he hit well. I think the defense is going to be something. There's some speed in the outfield that I like, and the defense have been strong. I think the bats and the defense were my biggest concern. I think the pitching, the starting pitching, has been exceptional. Like, every guy, they might not be going deep, but a lot of pitchers don't go deep early in the season anyway. But the starting pitching has been solid. We've seen, you know, a couple of missteps in the bullpen. But to me, the impressive thing is the hitting, because to me, if they hit, I think that rotation is going to be kind of middle of the pack like it was last year. I think the bullpen is going to be good. Certainly you got the hammer at the end of the games. But if they hit, they're going to win. And so far, they're hitting, and it's been impressive.
It seems like everybody's having a lot of fun. And obviously, when you're winning games, you know, it's a chicken or egg type thing with fun and winning and all that. But the vibe through six games, through 1 week, seems like it's pretty good. What leads to that? Because maybe it hasn't been quite like that in recent years.
So I think the fact that a lot of people don't think they're going to be very good, one, takes some of the pressure off, right? If you're a team that every year people think are going to compete to win the division, and then you guys have off years and, you know, it becomes a slog for them, I think you're getting some younger guys who are getting a chance, and I don't think they have a ton of pressure. Every player, by the way, puts pressure on themselves individually, but I mean as a team. And I think there is a youthful energy now where some of the younger guys are feeling a little freer to be themselves. But everyone in that clubhouse that I talked to says it has a different energy than it has the last couple of years. And winning certainly continues that and makes that sustainable. The question is, will it sustain if they go on a 4 or 5 game losing streak? Like you said, you go 4-2 to start, everything's peaches and cream. What happens when they stop winning? Hopefully they won't. They're hitting the ball, and it's been fun to watch.
Is there any place, any restaurant, anything like that in Boston that you have to make sure that you get to?
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Every time you go there?
There really isn't, but I will share this with you because actually Chip Carey, I'm name dropping,
yeah.
Invited me to go to dinner, and I have the reputation as I'm a hermit because I like to just chill and sleep because, you know, I'm not a big party guy. Anyway, I didn't go to dinner, and he said, "Where'd you go?" I went to a place called Cappy's. It's a pizza restaurant right by the hotel, and I realized that it's the same place. I was a freshman at Emerson College in Kenmore Square, which is a short walk from where we're staying. And when I met a friend of mine for lunch who went to Berkeley School and met another kid who went to Northeastern, right in this very triangle, all three schools, kids from Nyack High School, all went to the colleges that were literally two blocks. So we figured it out. We went to lunch at a place by Berkeley called Cappy's Pizza, and it was there. And I had pepperoni pizza, and I realized that I haven't eaten there in 45 years. Wow. It's 45 years. That place is still there. Hmm. Cappy's Pizza. So that's where I ate today.
Good pizza?
Is that interesting?
Yeah, it's very interesting. Was it good?
East Coast. Yeah, very good.
Okay.
You know, like, to me, I'm all for East Coast type pizza. No offense to St. Louis. Not don't love St. Louis style. Don't love Chicago style. I like the East Coast, that kind that has the little grease channel when you fold it.
All right. I'm not against that type of pizza at all. He is Jim Hayes. You see him on FanDuel Sports Network Midwest. Make sure to check out the new podcast, Serving It Up. He has Lance Lynn as a co-host. A lot of times Kyle Gibson is going to be there, the most recent one, Matt Holliday. His YouTube channel is at Jim the Cat Hayes, so that's how you find it. Jim, enjoy Boston. Thanks for the time, and we'll see you when you get back to St. Louis.
I'm hanging up, and I'm going to follow you right now. Thanks for having me on. Always a pleasure, my friend.
Awesome. That's good stuff from Jim the Cat Hayes. We appreciate him taking a moment or so with us. I wasn't trying to be rude about him. He just said it, and I thought, well, that wasn't 100% correct, so I'm going to inform him. I'll update you after the break if indeed I have been followed on Twitter by Jim Hayes, which I'm sure he will do. We'll take a break. We've got more coming up. By the way, if you want to chime in on the Cardinals, this is your opportunity to do so. During the strike zone, we always try to open up the phone lines for you to talk all things Cardinals baseball. So if you've got any thoughts that you want to share, any questions, anything you want to throw off of me, this is the time to do it. You can call 314-436-7900. 314-436-7900. That's the number to call. You can tweet at me, at Matt Pauly on air. You can text me. Whatever you want to do to get in contact with us, if I can see it, I will get to you. So that's coming up in our next segment. Again, 314-436-7900. Breaking news. I have been followed back by Jim Hayes. So there you go. He followed it through. We've got more in a moment right here. It's a Strike Zone Hour of a Graybar Sports Open Line on KMOX.